Singular Wireless said today it's acquiring AT&T Wireless for nearly $41 billion in cash. If the merger of the second and third largest wireless companies is approved, it would create the largest cellular provider in the country. Scott Cleland is CEO of Precursor, an independent research firm specializing in telecom and technology. Good morning.
Good morning.
There was quite a bidding war for AT&T Wireless. How did Singular come out on top?
Well, I was surprised it got so aggressive and that Vodafone wanted it so badly. But in the end, Singular Wireless can achieve a lot more cost savings than Vodafone ever could.
Vodafone is a British firm.
Yes, it is. And therefore, it would have just been a American satellite property where they wouldn't have the consolidation savings that Singular, because Singular being the second and AT&T Wireless the third largest, when they combine, they can cut a lot of overhead, they can reduce many of the towers and many of the staff that is required. So they can probably save between $1 to $3 billion a year in capital expenditures and operating costs.
Now, what are the obstacles in the way of Singular's deal?
Well, the big one was actually getting AT&T to agree. I think antitrust is not going to be a big problem, and the FCC approval won't be. They will have to, you know, probably have some conditions, and there's a possibility of some divestitures in some locations. But overall, this is very likely to get approved by the government.
The merged company would be huge, big enough to dominate the industry?
It's going to be the largest wireless company in the U.S., but I don't think it'll be able to dominate in the sense that there will be at least four other strong national providers, and in some markets, another three competitors. So I don't think any of them would be able to dominate it. If they could, they would be blocked by the antitrust.
Verizon now moves from number one to number two. Are they going to be muscled by this?
Well, nobody should cry alligator tears over Verizon Wireless. They'll still be a huge company, and I imagine for the next 2 to 3 years, they'll still be the number one in kind of quality and customer satisfaction. But I think Singular over time is going to be able to give them a run for their money.
Singular is paying for this acquisition in cash. Where did it come up with that kind of money?
$41 billion is a lot of money. But the Baby Bells, SBC and Bell South, the two parents of Singular, they generate a lot of cash and they have an ability to borrow a lot of money. So they're still very big cash flow machine companies.
Didn't have to sell anything?
I don't think so. You know, there's a possibility they may later on. But in order to get the deal done, they are opening up their checkbook. They wanted Singular badly. They raised their bid by over 25% from their initial offer.
How would consumers be affected?
I think Singular and AT&T Wireless will be combined into a better company, probably one that would be more like a Verizon Wireless. The other interesting thing is that it's combining the old cellular spectrum, which is a better quality than the new spectrum. What that means to your average listener is Singular is going to have a quality spectrum where you can use your cell phone in your elevator or three stories down in a parking garage. Where some of the new spectrum that was allocated to, say, Sprint PCS and others is a weaker signal that doesn't work, say, in an elevator.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Scott Cleland is CEO of Precursor, an independent research group.